Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
And I am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here, museum quality podcasting. On today's podcasting, we break down the greatness. How on any day when you're down in the dumps, when you're not feeling well, you could turn on anything that Will Ferrell is in, Will Ferrell, and how he will bring you immediate joy. Plus, the young shooter is back. The part-time, halftime co-host is with us, and we still don't know what happened to me in Nantucket on that Delta 8, or if it even was that Delta 8. All that more in a museum quality, hard-hitting I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy up with something real nice. Start this puppy up with something real proper. But most importantly, start this puppy up with something real loud and real funky. This is the world's most disruptive podcast, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct right now. Yes! Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. Mr. Nantucket, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter. So I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from New York City. I hope everybody's good. I hope everybody's feeling safe. I hope everybody is feeling sane. We're heading to the second podcast of this week, and you know what that means. The halftime, half of the time, co-host of the world's most disruptive podcast, Dean Collins, a.k.a. Deuce Pacino, a.k.a. the Young Shooter, is in su casa. Mean Dean, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. I'm doing really, really good. I have to say, you look fantastic. I look fantastic. This is a very special podcast. This is the first ever podcast that we're doing live on TikTok. We're doing it from the Gloom Tomb, but we're also doing it live on TikTok, and we're making history. This is kind of a special moment right now.
And the thing about TikTok, but by the way, if you've never listened to the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast, we are part of the iHeart Podcast Network. You could listen to the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast 2 times a week on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, this one, that one, and the third. The thing about TikTok that I'm enjoying is, as somebody who's prominent as I am on social media, someone who's as disruptive, someone who's known so much on social media as myself, I feel like TikTok is the most sort of, you give love to TikTok, TikTok gives love to you. Instagram is like some stingy bitch shit. Twitter is the softest of all the platforms. Facebook I really like, but as far as like, if you give, you get. If you get, you give. TikTok is the best. I really like TikTok. This is our second ever live TikTok video, first ever live I Am Rapoport Stereo podcast recording. And it's fun. You know, sometimes when we're up here talking, people will give us cowboy hats. I've gotten baseball hats. I'm getting roses. I'm not sure what the roses mean. I'm not sure how TikTok works, but I will tell you one thing. And Dean, we could talk about this.
Yeah.
I've learned that, you know, people make fun of people on TikTok. People like, oh, you're always on TikTok. Are they like these hot chicks that are showing their asses on TikTok or people doing weird shit? TikTok is a real deal money making mechanism. So when you see these chicks up there showing the tatas, showing the ass, when you see people doing stunts and all that stuff, I have learned in the last few days that TikTok, for a lot of people, brings in a lot of money, apparently. Isn't that something that we're become aware of, a young shooter? We call you Dean Collins, a.k.a. the young shooter. Go ahead.
Yes, man. No, we've been discussing that. There's a lot of people taking in millions of dollars a year, and you're taking in zero. I don't know how that works right now. You have almost 4 million followers, but we're learning. We're trying to make this a lucrative endeavor.
Am I taking in zero? I have 4 million followers, and I'm taking in 0.0.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. Brands don't want to, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's maybe we're not getting the messages.
I'm a fantastic brand ambassador. For instance, Burt's Bees. I love Burt's Bees. You'll never catch me without Burt's Bees. I have my own technique of how to put it on. Look. I do this. I do that.
That's pretty good. Boom. You should patent that.
I never, ever. If you ever see me on the street, you run into me. You say to me, Mike Rapp, do you have your Burt's Bees? 100%. 100%. So what? I say the F word every now and then. So what? Big deal. I say F. I say shit. Big deal. You don't think the creators of Burt's Bees say fuck, shit, asshole, motherfucker? Of course they do. Of course they do.
I wonder if Burt was a stick man. You should watch that documentary on Burt's Bees. They have a great documentary on him.
I saw that documentary. Why would you think that Bert from Burt's Bees was a stickman, a.k.a. a coxman?
I just feel like
what made you, what was the correlation between that?
The beard, he's living on a farm, he's all about organics. I just feel like that would attract a lot of women, maybe men as well. God rest his soul, he's passed away, but I just feel like he was kind of that dude, you know? He was the face of Burt's Bees.
Right, like kind of like the world's most interesting man.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, exactly. But what else is going on with you?
What else is going on is, as you heard in the beginning of the podcast, I am still on my Nantucket high. Had a fantastic trip to Nantucket. Never been to Nantucket before. I mentioned on the podcast, I don't know if I mentioned to you in depth. So me and my wife were dosed, either unbeknownst to us, or we took a little bit of that, what is it called, THC?
Yeah, the THC drops. Cannabis.
Yeah, the THC. And the THC drops were apparently laced with that Delta 8. Now, a lot of people on TikTok are familiar with that Delta 8. I've never dibbled or dabbled with that Delta 8. But that Delta 8, whatever I was dosed with, I don't know if it was a bad oyster, I was in an oyster joint, or it was just the sun, or it was a combination of that THC and that Delta 8, but whatever it was, it had me doing the stink leg. Had me doing that stanky leg.
What is this Delta? I keep hearing about this Delta 8, and it seems like people on TikTok know about this. What is so different about Delta 8 versus regular THC?
I don't know what the Delta 8 is. I don't want to know. I don't want to investigate that Delta 8. I have no interest in ever dabbling with that Delta 8. But whatever it did to me, it knocked the fucking wind out of me. It knocked the socks off of me. It was not a comfortable high. It was not an obedient high. It was not a high that I was able to wrangle. It was a very aggressive, unflattering, non-cohesive high. And I did not like that.
In the fetal position? Was it like, did it get to that point?
I didn't end up in the corner in the fetal position, but I did wind up doing a personal video where I was articulating my last rites.
Wow. Your last rites.
So I'm like, yeah, this is Michael Rappaport. I'm in Nantucket. I'm on that Delta 8. And if bop, 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 bop happens, you know, this is
you were ready to draft your will and everything right at that fucking moment, huh? You thought it was game over
for
you.
I did a video, Will. And I'm just going to tell you something before you ask. You got left nothing in the video, Will. Not a fucking thing.
I was going to ask you about that because I was thinking about that, about the will. What do you mean? I mean, I've been here since 2005, side by side with you, started as co-workers, then became best friends, and I'm still rocking with you, but there's nothing in the will for me. I don't understand that.
Nothing.
Not that I'm thinking about what you're leaving me or when, you know, that's going to happen, but it's just like, it would be nice to be left, you know, some candy, a couple $100, a gift card.
No. You got nothing left in my will, my will that's written up, and in my last rites video that I did last week when I thought it could be the end of me, hopped up on that Delta 8,
okay.
Nothing. Nothing.
And I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
Just
okay. You can keep it in mind. I'm just letting you know that's like, listen, I told you in 30, 40 years when I pass, I give you all the passwords to my Instagram. I want you to keep my Instagram accounts alive.
We're keeping it alive.
I'm pre-recording some videos from the dead.
I like that, man.
Pre-recorded.
Thinking ahead.
Like I'll have some future rants like, oh, you fuck you. Oh, this, you fuck you.
Are you going to leave like envelopes for me? Like I'm going to find an envelope in my freezer every couple months. Like, I feel like you're that dude that might be planning. God forbid. We don't want anything like that to happen. But God forbid.
I don't need any of that. I don't need any of that.
No. So anyway.
Enough with the death talk and the last rites.
Right, please.
Okay, and the fact that you're getting nothing in my will. Nothing. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You asked me what else is going on. So I'm not going to go into too many details, but I'm going to be directing something in September. So I'm in my film director head mode right now.
But you can't say what it is.
When we start, I'll say what it is.
All right.
We haven't started yet, but I've been watching a lot of films, watching a lot of television. It's a half hour comedy that I'm going to be directing in September. 8 episodes.
Dope.
And I've been just referencing all sorts of movies.
Are you getting in the zone? Are you watching, like, what are you doing to inspire yourself with the directing?
I'm watching all sorts of stuff. But there was something, it sounds weird, because the kind of comedy that the show that I'm doing, that I'm also going to be acting in, that's a sniff, it's not the same tone, but there was a couple of, you know, I always like the way Adam McKay directs his films. He's the director of Talladega Nights, right?
Yep.
So I was rewatching. I hadn't watched it in a while. And you know, when you're down in the dumps, if you're ever depressed and you're not feeling good and you want to cheer yourself up, I suggest watching The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights.
Ricky Bobby will lift your spirits up any fucking day. That dude.
Shake and fucking bake.
3 pounds, 8 ounce, baby Jesus.
Will Ferrell, you know, people talk about American treasures. This is truly an American treasure. Will Ferrell, when you're down, you could put on Elf, you could put on Step Brothers, you could put on the best of Saturday Night Live, you could put on Ron Burgundy, you could put on whatever. When you're not feeling good about life, when you want to sort of forget about your problems, you put on that Ricky Bobby. And not only is Ricky Bobby, what's my man who plays Pierre? What's my man, the French guy?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
My man comes in with the French accent and Ricky Bobby and the whole Talladega Nights movie. But I was referencing that movie for some of the scenes at the table because I like the way Adam McKay shoots his movies. But that goddamn Ricky Bobby and that Shake and Bake and John C. Reilly, and just the amount of laughs and the amount of fun. And then when my man came in, Pierre came in, and he confronted him at the bar.
He tried to break his hand, right?
He tried to break his arm. And, you know, Ricky Bobby, being the God-fearing, you know, kind of guy that he is, and he loves hard, he lives hard, and he's a man of his conviction. And Pierre was like, all you have to do is say, I love Crips. He said, all you have to do is say, I love crepes. And, you know, Ricky Bobby refused to say, I love crepes.
His pride got in the way is what happened.
His pride got in the way, and then he broke his arm. And nobody thought he was going to break his arm, and he broke that fucking arm. And then it's the beginning of the end of Ricky Bobby until, of course, you know, he comes back as a new man, and, you know, he starts to appreciate, you know, his friendships, his wife, his family, and, you know, his partner, John C. Reilly, one half of Shake and Bake.
I love that you're explaining the summary of what Talladega Nights is. It's one of the biggest comedies out there, but the fact is, there's probably so many Gen Zers out there, there's probably so many people on TikTok that have never seen it, never heard of it, but that got me to think, that came out in 2006, and that was, I mean, that wasn't the first of the string of amazing movies with Adam McKay and Will Ferrell, because like 40-Year-Old Virgin was 2005, but it got me thinking, 2008, so forward Talladega Nights, 2 years, Step Brothers comes out. 2008, in my mind, was the peak summer of blockbuster comedies. So 2008, Step Brothers came out, Forgetting Sarah Marshall came out, Tropic Thunder came out, Role Models came out, Pineapple Express came out. All that in 1 year. That was just 2008. There was so many fucking movies. And Step Brothers, in my eyes, I mean, that might be a top two favorite comedies of all time for me. I love Step Brothers. If you had to come up with your top three, I know it's so hard, top five favorite comedies, what would be in there of any generation, any time?
Man, top five favorite comedies. I got to go with Old School.
Okay. Okay. Old School's great.
Man, that's a good question. I have to go with Ricky Bobby.
Wow, you got two. Okay.
Yeah, I fuck with Will Ferrell, man.
Who doesn't?
I fuck with him. Man, what other ones are there? Man, that's a good question, man.
You want me to throw some out and you can think about it?
I'm going to go with Caddyshack because Caddyshack is bugged out. I'm going to go with Caddyshack. That's three. Man, what are yours?
Shit, I would say, for sure, tied for first place between Step Brothers, Dumb and Dumber has to be a number one or number two. That is quotable from top to bottom. Perfect movie, in my opinion. Perfect comedy. I would say Step Brothers, Dumb and Dumber. I would have to say The Jerk with Steve Martin. I'd have to put The Naked Gun and Airplane somewhere in there. I love Airplane those movies.
Do you speak jive?
Jive Turkey. I love that movie. That's another.
I mean, there's got to be an Adam Sandler movie. What's my man? The football one.
Waterboy.
What's the character's name in Waterboy?
That's Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher is that dude.
But that's the sad thing is they don't make movies like that anymore. There's no more movies like that.
You can't. You get offended. People get offended by everything.
If you put out Step Brothers today, I mean, people would be protesting outside of fucking Netflix.
They call it bullying, in Old School, in The Hangover, Animal House.
Step Brothers, they'd be like, what's wrong with 40-year-olds living with their parents? In this day and age, that's acceptable.
Why are you making fun of 40-year-olds that are living with their parents? You know, some people, you know, they don't feel comfortable going out in the world. Well, no, they're fucking losers.
Right.
Okay, and they need to get a fucking life. Okay, and the parents also need to look into themselves as to why they raised these two fucking losers. So, yeah, it's not okay for two 40-year-old grown men who are acting like children to be living with their parents. That means you failed as a parent and your kids are fucking losers.
I'm going to put one more movie that just popped up in my head that is so underrated and so ridiculously stupid, but one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. MacGruber with Will Forte. MacGruber is a funny fucking movie. That's a great movie.
I'm going to be honest. I never saw MacGruber.
Oh, it's amazing. But anyway,
just, I mean, there's tons of them. There's Blazing Saddles.
Yep.
There's Stripes.
Superbad is also one of my favorites.
All that Judd Apatow shit. Yo, homeboy brought in a whole roster of movies, Judd Apatow. I mean, and we're not even thinking like there's got to be another
40-Year-Old Virgin also. That's got to be on my list of one of the best Judd Apatow movies.
Tropic Thunder's also, I mean, there's Tommy Boy. I mean, and then we're not even getting into the darker movies. Like, you know, the Coen brothers, you could say, like, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, great comedies. But I'm just going to say on the record, if you're ever feeling down and out, all you need to do is pop in something with Will Ferrell. And it's like, that guy is fucking special. He's like the Robert De Niro of comedy.
100%.
He's literally like, he's that prolific in what he's done with comedy.
And you don't know what his personality is. You don't know who the fuck he is. I mean,
I think in real life, there's nothing there. Like, I think he's probably like a regular sort of, you know, calm sort of like, that's why he's like Robert De Niro. It's like in real life, you're expecting Robert De Niro to be but in real life, there's sort of like this empty thing. They thrive when they become another character. I mean, my guy Anchorman, Ronnie Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy's so fucked. I mean, he's Elf.
Ronnie fucking Burgundy, Ronnie B, is a fantastic. You know, Friday's another one that's great. That's a funny movie. There's tons. And these are not even, you know, comedy specials. These are just straight up.
This is reminiscing to the good times of comedy. You know, I was thinking about, I mean, this is kind of a weird segue, but how do you feel about...
What's a segue?
I was just wondering
why are you going to segue? And then you preface it by saying it's a weird segue. So why make the segue?
It's not weird to me. I'm just kind of gauging what you think about it. But what do you think about me joining OnlyFans? Not naked, not because anybody wants to see like me naked, but I was thinking, I was on Reddit and they have like a subreddit about men who are like hairless. Like they have like hairless stomach, hairless chest. And I was thinking to myself, like, I don't have a lot of hair. Like my dad doesn't have a lot of hair. My dad's not like a hairy guy. And I was wondering, like, you think I'd make money by exposing my midriff, like my hairless midriff? Like I can tell jokes and I can show my midriff on there. Like, do you think that people would send me a couple dollars? Is that something
that... What the fuck? What are you talking about?
I'm just wondering, like, I was like looking in the mirror and I was like, you know, I'm not a hairy guy. And like, there might be a market
Is there a market for hairless men with the bodies of teenagers?
I didn't
and like,
see
what, do you, like, I didn't, what part of your body are you going to show? Just your belly button area? Like your pale stomach? Like
well,
your chest?
It
like
changes
your hairless
in price.
Chest? Huh?
It changes. For $6, you could see the midriff section. For $12, you could start seeing a little bit more. But I was also thinking about my feet. They're not like totally normal. Like my toes and my toenails are not normal. And a lot of people say when I have sandals on, they're like, yo, what's up with your big toe? Like that's kind of strange looking. And I thought to myself, what's strange looking to one person might be really fascinating to another. So I might have some toes to show. I just wanted to gauge your interest about it. It's not something I'm definitely doing.
Let me tell you something. I would not be surprised if you can make a lot of money on OnlyFans showing your hairless body and your deformed toes. And maybe, but are you going to do videos? Are you going to talk over them?
I'll do pictures. It'll be like kind of like a cameo for me, like the cameo app, but like it's OnlyFans, but I'm like, here's a picture for $12. Here's a video. It's like what girls do, but I just don't know why you're making me feel weird about having the body of a teenager. I didn't say teenager.
Well,
you said
I mean,
that.
Do you want to show people on TikTok your body?
I don't mind.
Do you want to do that?
Okay, well, if someone in the TikTok said
no,
Dean, it's just going to be old
men. I don't think you
should
do that, because if you do that here, you're screwing up your OnlyFans account. So I say keep it under wraps I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, if you said there's a market for, you know, hairless midriffs, is it sexual? Do you have to be, is it sexual?
It could be whatever you want. I'm just like, I'll give the people what they want. If that's what you want, if you like my belly button, if you like my toes, like I'm willing to give people what they want. I'll send articles of clothing. I'll send socks, sandals, whatever. I'm just open to that.
You're trying to make market. That Skrilla.
I'm just putting it out there, but
you're trying to make that Skrilla, and nobody has a problem with anybody trying to make that Skrilla. Anyway, what else is going on, Dean? What else is going on in L.A.? I'm in New York. I'm coming to L.A. at some point in August. I'm out of the hospital. I'm feeling good.
Good.
We're recording the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. You are the half of the week, halftime host. Have you watched anything else? People are always curious about like your social life. Are you dating? What are you doing? What are you into? A lot of people were mortified. I mentioned on the last podcast, I didn't think I'd tell you this. There was a gentleman in Indonesia. And some people like think I was making this up. I was like, if I had that kind of imagination to make this up, I would be like, you know, writing Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
There was a gentleman in Indonesia who was having sex with his wife, a 50-year-old gentleman, and he broke his dick. Now, people think that he actually broke his dick, and it broke to the right. Homeboy got a question mark now. My man got a question mark now. And that wasn't made up. I don't know why people think I would make that up. But, you know, now, obviously, he's got a catheter. He's got to go back for an examination because he literally broke that dick. And I was thinking to myself, what kind of fuck style do you have? Like, you know, everybody gets into sex and, you know, everybody has their, like, you know, where it's very passionate and sometimes it could be, you know, it's almost athletic. You know, when I was younger,
or did she break it?
It was while they were having sex. She didn't, like, break it with her hand. He broke his dick, broke that pipe, broke that loaf. He broke his loaf while they were having sexual intercourse.
So he was raced to the hospital? Did they surgically?
Oh, everything. And then you got to go into the hospital. It's one thing you go in the hospital, like, oh, I broke my leg, or oh, you had a broken ankle, or like, oh, I had pneumonia. But when you got to go in the hospital and you have to tell the person at the check-in, at the emergency room, they're like, what's the matter, sir? And he's like, I've broken my dick.
Sir, I'm dickless. I need help.
And then do you put a cast on it? Is it an ace bandage? Is it gauze? Is it tape? Is there physical therapy that you have? Because, you know, when you break a bone, you have to recover. Is there physical therapy?
Are people signing involved? The cast? Is like, I'm just so curious about that. Okay, well, hopefully he's in our prayers. We're hoping that you get your dick back intact and you're back in the saddle. I can't imagine. That would really, really mess me up in the head. But we're sending you nothing but positive vibes, my friend. In Indonesia. I Am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
So, Jake Paul is fighting another bum. Jake Paul, who is not a real boxer, doesn't take real PED tests like actual professional boxers, is about to fight another person because Tommy Fury, the brother of Tyson Fury, for whatever reason, couldn't make it into the country. And now Jake Paul is going to fight another person in, of all places, the world's most famous arena. Jake Paul's boxing somebody in Madison Square fucking Garden. And the guy's about, his father was a real boxer. His father is Hossein Rahman, who fought Mike Tyson. I've seen some films of Hossein Rahman Jr. He can't fight, and Jake Paul's doing everything he can to try to hype up this non-fight fight that's taking place in Madison Square Garden. The fact that they're letting Jake Paul fight in the same arena that Andre the Giant wrestled Hulk Hogan at Hulkamania, I mean at WrestleMania, the fact that they're in the same arena where Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali fought for 15 fucking rounds is pathetic. It's pathetic, and they're trying to drum up some hype and drum up some reason to watch this fight. And inevitably, even after getting burnt three times by watching fucking Jake Paul, the fighter who's not a real fighter, who doesn't do real PED drug testing, we have to sit there, and I'm going to wind up paying $59 or $49 to watch that bullshit.
I'm not paying that money. I'm not spending the money because these past couple fights, I feel like they're just rooking us, man. I feel like it's all set up. I feel like all this trash talking, they're just trying to get the viewers. They're trying to get your money. I don't buy it. I'm not into it anymore. I was into it last year, but who cares? Fucking Jake Paul. He's taking my money.
Jake fucking Paul, and he makes millions of dollars doing this shit. He's not a real boxer. He makes more money than the highest paid boxer.
That's
he made
crazy.
$45 million last year boxing, and he's not, and he, like that fight versus Tyrone Woodley when he knocked out Tyrone Woodley. I think that fucking fight was fixed.
I was going to ask you, like, is it?
I think it was fixed. I think it was fixed.
Why do you say that though?
I do. I just, after it's all said and done, I think it was fucking fixed. I think it was fixed. And if Jake Paul wants to be a real boxer, why doesn't he fight a real actual boxer?
Yeah. Well, that's always the conversation.
Like, give a real contender, somebody who's given their blood, sweat, and tears, an opportunity to fight you instead of these, like, fucking basketball players and MMA fighters that are smaller than him and older than him. Like, fight somebody your own age. Fight somebody your own size. Fight somebody. Like, you want to be a real boxer? Let's cut the bullshit. You're in Madison Square Garden.
Well, who's he fighting now?
Some fucking guy who's about as inexperienced as him. And it's some. I think I'm going to be in LA for it. You want to watch it together? You want to have a fight night?
We should have a fight night, and we should bet on it. We should definitely do some, like, sports betting, my bookie, whatever it is.
I've lost $1,500 on Jake Paul fights.
Then you shouldn't bet and leave it to me, or give me your money, and I will play some bets for you, because I got that golden touch.
You don't have that golden touch. Have you been playing poker at all this summer?
Yes, I have. I've actually been playing a lot of poker.
Went to the casino on a late night, you know, jump offs at the casino?
Yep. I went to Commerce
and you
Casino.
Haven't told me about it. When was the last time you went to the casino?
About a month ago, I went to the casino. I was playing with some degenerates, and I came up. I won. I've been doing pretty good. But I really would love for you to sponsor me, to give me $5,000, $10,000, say, go to Vegas. I'm going to sign you up for the poker tournament, World Series of Poker, and take my money and see what you could do with it. I think you and I would be a great team, bro. I'm just saying.
You want me to give you $10,000 to go to Vegas to play fucking poker?
I won't let you down. I'm just saying, I'll even wear a hat with like a sponsor sticker that says Rappaport TM. Like, I'll do what, like, I'll be like a NASCAR driver for you.
And what if you come back with no money?
If I come back with no money, I'll be changing my phone number.
Like, what if you what
won't
if
be
you
able
don't
to reach
come
me?
Back with-
you won't be able to reach me. But that's a worst case scenario. You know what I'm saying?
That's a very, very, very...
It's smart, right?
What's smart?
The proposition. I take
your money. The proposition is smart. If I gave you the $10,000 to go to Vegas, I would be such a fucking dumbass. And also, why do you have to go to Vegas? Why can't you go to that shithole casino down there at... what's the place you go to? Marengo?
Commerce? I could do that too. Just send it to Venmo. I mean, if Venmo works for you or cash, I could do whatever. But just, you have my account. You have my routing number and all that, right?
My man, I'm not fucking sponsoring you to play fucking poker, blackjack, craps, fucking Texas Hold'em, or any of that shit. None of it. I the fact that you're even asking me to sponsor you in a poker tournament, have you ever won a poker tournament?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a few years back. I mean, it's been about 10 plus years, but it's happened. It's not something that hasn't happened. You know what I mean?
You haven't won a poker tournament in 10 plus years?
Well, I mean, I play it with my friends, like home games. I win on that and stuff. I'm just saying, look, it's a risk. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm definitely 100% not sponsoring you in a poker tournament. Ever.
Okay. Well, it was worth a shot to ask.
It's not happening. And the fact that you had it all laid out, like you had like a script, makes me feel like this was sort of premeditated. Like,
no,
you're like, you know, today's the day I'm going to ask Mike Rapp about sending me to fucking Vegas to gamble $10,000 of my money. Not happening.
Just look at, okay. Oh. I just figured it would be
just
a fun.
Just look at what? Just look at
just
what?
Just look at the bright
it
side.
It would be fun. It would be fun for me to give you $10,000 to go to Vegas. Do I have to pay for the plane ticket or is that part of it?
It's definitely not part of it. I mean, I'm going to need I need to fly out there somehow, right? It's definitely not
so
part of it.
Why don't you drive? I mean, what kind of humility are you coming to me with?
Look, just a fucking simple no would have sufficed.
You should even offer, like, you should be like, yo, I'll drive. You're like, well, I need to get there somehow.
Well, I'm the talent. I'm the guy playing in the tournament. I'm not going to start driving you know what I mean? I'm the talent. You pay me, you sponsor me to go out there and I play for you.
Nah, it's definitely not happening.
A no would have been perfect. A no would have been fine.
Okay, how about fuck no, never happening. Don't ask again. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And don't ever ask me again about sending you to Vegas to play in a goddamn poker tournament. I'd rather take $10,000 to throw it out the window. I have a better chance of it flying back.
Okay, well, they say the dumb questions are the ones that you don't ask, right? Isn't that the saying?
No, they say the only bad question is the one you don't ask.
Exactly. And so I had to bring it up. But anyway, this has been really good.
Well, what else have you been watching? You said you watch confession albums. I mean, confession videos?
I split my time. I've been watching a lot of confessions, right? Yeah, interrogations where the person confesses. So I'm watching like 2-3 hour long interrogations. There's some really good YouTube accounts. There's one called Mind of a Criminal. There's another one called Explore With Us. And then the Holy Grail, the godfather of who dissects these things, Jim Can't Swim. JCS on YouTube breaks down some famous cases he puts into the interrogation, the psyche of these people. Really, really interesting stuff.
What's the page?
His page is Jim Can't Swim on YouTube, or there's Mind of a Criminal, or Explore With Us. I watch all the interrogations. I like to see people confess. I like to see what's going on in these sick fucks' minds. That's a good one. That's more on the dark side. If you're looking for something a little bit more lighthearted and new that just came out, there's a really good show called The Bear on FX.
I like The Bear.
It's 8 episodes. Stars this guy Jeremy Allen White, who was in Shameless, and all the acting is really good. It's about this chef who came from like the fine dining world, and he has to go back home to Chicago to take care of his family's restaurant because his brother died and left it in his will for him to come back and take care of it.
And I hope people are watching the 17 Emmy nominated TV show that I am in, the second season of Only Murders in the Building,
yes,
starring Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, Martin Short. 17 nominations. Unfortunately, I didn't get an Emmy nomination. Episode 8 hasn't been released yet. You know, there's been some reviews of episode 8. People have already said episode 8, Rappaport should have gotten his Emmy nomination, but great show. I'm proud of the show. It's on Hulu. And what more can I say? It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, alive and direct from the gloom tomb of New York City. We came, we saw, we disrupted. We came, we saw, we disrupted. And we did it all on TikTok.
First ever.
We did it all on Tiggity TikTok. I say it's time to get out of here. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Let's get out of here. If you don't listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, you know where to find us on all podcast platforms. Take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, end this gorgeous museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with something real loud and real funky. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.